a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House Appropriations Committee will come to order. With that, I would like to welcome the internet listeners out there at 7 o'clock this morning. Thanks for joining us. Remind everyone to turn their cell phones off or put them on mute. Anyone who is here to testify today, make sure you sign in at the desk over in the corner there. With that, I would ask the secretary to call the roll.
Berdow. Ring.
Here.
Hunhoff.
Here.
Partridge.
Here.
Anderson.
Here.
Romkema.
Here.
Jensen.
Here.
Dryden.
Here.
Cronin.
Here.
We have a quorum.
We do have a quorum. Today we have, I got from the president of the University of South Dakota some bottled water today for our SDSU bill hearing. That was very nice of him. I want to thank him for that. Today we have no minutes to approve, obviously. So Senate Bill 28 before us today for consideration. And I would ask, are there any proponents for Senate Bill 28?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee.
Good morning.
Jack Warner, Executive Director for the South Dakota Board of Regents. In preparation for this morning, you should know I took my coffee intravenously this morning.
Very good.
Seems to be working okay. I'm here to introduce Senate Bill 28. This would authorize the Board of Regents to sell certain extraneous real property to the City of Brookings. And to deposit the proceeds in the School and Public Lands Trust for the benefit of SDSU and to declare an emergency. What does the bill do? It authorizes the board and SDSU to sell to the City of Brookings a small parcel of property that is no longer used. The property consists of two lots located adjacent to the railroad right-of-way in Brookings. The lots are located at the southwest corner of 7th Avenue and 1st Street. The property was originally used as a railroad spur for unloading coal for the SDSU heating plant. The railroad spur has been removed and is no longer functional for this purpose. The property has not been used by SDSU for at least 35 years. At this time, the university has no functional use for the property, and it represents a potential liability. The property was acquired in 1955 via gift from the South Dakota State College Development Association. Because the property was acquired by gift, the net proceeds from the sale will be credited to SDSU's School and Public Lands Trust Fund. Why does the bill contain an emergency clause? The property is located adjacent to the City of Brookings property, and the city plans to use the property for street department use. A street department facility owned by the City of Brookings was destroyed by fire, and this would allow the city to proceed with replacement of the facility so destroyed. So, Mr. Chairman, I would urge passage of Senate Bill 28, and I'll stand by for any questions that you might have.
Thank you, Dr. Warner. Are there any other proponents for Senate Bill 28? Seeing no other proponents, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 28? Seeing none, are there any questions from the committee?
I would have one.
Representative Dryden.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Dr. Warner, as the city, they're ready to build. That's why we have an emergency clause on this.
Mr. Chairman, yes, Representative Dryden, that's my understanding, that the emergency clause is in place because the city has an immediate use for it and plans to build.
Are there any other questions from the committee? All right. Seeing none, we will close public testimony and go to committee discussion and or action. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Chairman, I move to pass.
Moved by Representative Anderson, seconded by Partridge. Are there any comments?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Ring.
Representative Anderson got ahead of me here. I just thought I should comment. Dr. Warner started out talking about extraneous real property. And in the spirit of competition that seems to exist in this committee, it just seemed to me important to say something about the use of that word extraneous, which surely there are other uses to which that word could be applied in this case, but I'll resist.
Any other comments? Seeing none, the question before us is do pass on Senate Bill 28. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Bordeaux. Ring.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Ramkema.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Dryden.
Aye.
Cronin.
Aye.
8 yeas and 1 excused.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senate Bill 28 is passed to the House floor with a do pass motion. Is there any other business to come before House Appropriations Committee today? I don't think so. Emergency clause, we'll have to take it on the floor. It'll be a 2/3 vote. Seeing none, the chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Jensen, second by Dryden. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.